All right, Bill Barty, we're back on the Carolina Outdoors, and many times when we depart the program, you say, get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next week on the Carolina Outdoors. Pick up your trash, huh?
That's the way environmentalism can start right there, Don. Pick up your trash.
Don't make a mess.
It can be that easy. As we head into fall, of course, we just got through earlier talking about fishermen and maybe hunters and people like that being out there. And there's nothing sadder to me if you're going to a trout stream or maybe a lake or a pond and seeing that can of corn that's laying there spread out, sprawled out, and that sort of thing. And so we can simply start by just picking it up or maybe leaving wherever we are a better place before we leave it again. And that's what our next guest is going to kind of help us learn about and talk about. He's the education director of Leave No Trace over at the Center for Outdoor Ethics. His name is Ben Lahan, and he's going to join Don Yeager over there and Bill Barty here, the outdoor guys, as we learn how to be better outdoors people and leave no trace. And Don, we're going to circle back around and talk to how we handle our pets out there. That's right, dog poop. We're going to talk a little bit of that right now too. So Ben, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Well, for those of us who do not know what Leave No Trace means, and also the mission of the Center for Outdoor Ethics, Ben, can you kind of tell us, inform us, and educate us what those things are?
Certainly. So Leave No Trace is a program, and more than that, it's an outdoor ethic. But the intent is that we can help people understand how to enjoy the outdoors responsibly, however they choose to do so, whether they're an angler, a hunter, a backpacker, a skier, you name it. Our mission is to help folks make good decisions about minimizing their impacts so that we can all enjoy parks and protected areas sustainably, responsibly for generations to come. There are more and more of us spending time outdoors every year. And when we look at the cumulative impact of people spending time out there, if we don't do what we can to minimize those impacts, they build up over time to a point where it's simply unsustainable, both for the landscape, for the wildlife, and it also affects other people that are out there.
And it is a process. You mentioned it's an ethic, but it is, I assume, it's a practiced discipline that maybe we get better and better at as we go outdoors and as we have our recreational pursuits and that sort of thing. Is it something that we as outdoors people improve on? We get better at being Leave No Trace participants the more we go and the more we pay attention?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Leave No Trace is a set of skills and recommendations that we provide to help minimize those impacts. Everything from, you know, properly planning for a trip or an outing to, you know, knowing where to, you know, put your tent or put your deer stand, and also things like dealing with, you know, trash, litter, human waste, and even our pet waste. So there is a specific set of skills that outdoor enthusiasts can employ to minimize those impacts. And as you said, we look at it as a spectrum. You know, on one end, there's lots of impacts in the landscape, and on the other end, there's very few. And what we encourage people to do is just find your place on that spectrum. If you go out one day and you take out all of your trash with you, you've left no trace. The next day, if you take out all your trash, you pick up trash that was left by somebody else, that's even better. So it's a progression over time of just utilizing these skills as they pertain to how you enjoy spending time in the outdoors and doing whatever you can to minimize those impacts.
One thing I learned from when I moved from the country to the city was picking up pet waste was a real thing. That is, to be a good neighbor, if you're walking your dogs and that sort of thing, you carry these little plastic bags around and you pick up your pet waste and you dispose of it in a trash can and that sort of thing. And Outside Magazine had an article written by Wes Seiler. And Ben, you are quoted in the article, but it has to do with people in the outdoors, not just by themselves, but with their pet. And in it, he talks specifically about your dogs, and dogs produce 21.2 billion pounds of poop each year. So that's a real thing.
That's a big dog.
That is a big dog. But so now we're switching gears a little bit with the Center for Outdoor Ethics and the concept of Leave No Trace. Ben, how do we handle our animals when we are not just in our neighborhood, but when we're out in the national forest or national park or camping or that sort of thing?
Great question. As you noted, there is lots and lots of pet waste that is generated in the U.S. every single year. Lots of folks have dogs. And not surprisingly, dog waste has become an issue in the field of outdoor recreation. It's non-native to most park and protected area environments. People will say, well, dog's an animal, but, you know, dogs eat processed foods. Dogs don't typically derive their food from their natural environment. And so we're feeding them things, just like we humans eat, that don't necessarily come straight from the ground. The biggest issue with pet waste is that it's got the potential to carry zoonotic bacteria and parasites, things like roundworm and hookworm, which pose potential health hazards to humans, other dogs, and wildlife. Additionally, pet waste can add excess nutrients, things like nitrogen and phosphorus from dog waste, that create environmental conditions that can produce algae blooms in waterways and just further pollute these types of environments. When these algae blooms persist, we deplete oxygen levels. You can lead to fish mortality. So again, it goes back to that cumulative effect. So you're spot on in terms of, for a long time, city dwellers have known that, you know, you got to pick up your pet's waste, particularly off sidewalks and that sort of thing. But we look at spending time in the outdoors or even in the backcountry, even in wilderness areas, knowing that pet waste is not natural or native to those environments. The best practice is, A, pack it out if possible. And if you can't pack it out, if you're so far back in an area, you could bury it, much like we recommend with human waste, in a 6 to 8 inch deep hole that's, you know, 200 feet from water sources. That would be our recommendation for pet waste.
Ben Lawhon is our guest. He's education director of Leave No Trace out there with the Center for Outdoor Ethics. And we've kind of transitioned from talking about us being outdoors to us being outdoors with our dogs. And Ben, as you educate us about us being out there, now this is a whole new thing of educating pet owners wherever they are. How is that going? Is this a whole new front for the Center for Outdoor Ethics, or is this something that's been going on educating pet owners in how to behave with their animals outdoors?
It's a great question. It is something that we have focused on for many years. We've been around for 25 years as an organization. However, just due to the sheer number of pet owners in the U.S., it's become more of an issue, and more people are spending time outdoors with their pets, which is a good thing. It just boils down to how we actually manage all that accumulation of waste. And so we are not only educating outdoor enthusiasts about responsibly recreating with their pets and encouraging them to recreate with their pets, but we're also doing empirical research on how do we best educate people? How do we best influence people to actually pick up that pet waste? We did a study last year where we looked specifically at drivers of behavior in terms of how do we better not only educate but also encourage people to do the right thing. And we had some interesting findings from that research, and we're employing those findings now as we reach out to the pet owners of our country and helping them understand how they can be part of the solution.
I think all anybody has to do is picture a beach with a bunch of dogs running wild on it, and you're out there barefooted, and if that doesn't offend you, I don't know what will. So I certainly understand what you're saying, whether it's a hiking trail or a beach or whatever. Nobody wants to step in the dog do.
Exactly. It's besides all the potential environmental impacts from that accumulation of pet waste, it's just simply, you know, not pleasant. And so whatever we as pet owners can do, you know, I run through my fair share of poop bags with my German short hair. So whatever we all can do to help deal with this problem is a good thing.
Hey, we've been talking a little bit about coming at it as dog owners and individuals and that sort of thing. But how is it going about with the different parks? Waste bins are becoming more and more mainstream, not just for trash, but also for pet waste. Many of these parks, whether it be a city, state, or even national parks, now have some plastic waste bags that are available for people along the way. Is the Center for Outdoor Ethics coming at it from that angle as well?
We do. We work with all 50 state park systems, the five largest federal land management agencies, and which includes the National Park Service, Bureau of Land Management, U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, the Army Corps of Engineers, and the Forest Service. And we also work with dozens and dozens of municipal governments around the country, and we are helping them with infrastructure enhancements of that sort in terms of letting them know through our research, empirical evidence, best practice, and so forth, what types of systems work best for people out with their pets. So we come at it from the educational side, but we also come at it from the infrastructure side as well.
And you're having success with that, I think. At least in the parks that I've gone to, it's something that you never would have seen 5 years ago. Forget it 10 years ago. But now as I'm out in parks or outdoors, sometimes with a dog, sometimes without a dog, I'm starting to see more and more. Are you happy with that progress that you're making with the state parks and maybe national parks as well?
Yeah, it certainly. I mean, it's a great thing to see a particular community of people really understand their role in protecting the outdoors and really act upon that. And what we tend to see is that as a community starts to embrace that as a normal practice, a standard practice, hey, we just pick up after our dogs in this town or on this beach or on this trail. We see is that that modeling of good behavior ultimately encourages others to do the same thing. So it's kind of one of these all ships rise with the tide. So we're certainly happy to see it. Do we have a long way to go? Absolutely. When you look at recreation trend statistics, and we see that in the U.S. last year there were over 12 billion outdoor visits in the U.S., that's a lot of people outside. That's a lot of dogs. And so, again, it's everybody, you know, putting their shoulder to the wheel and being part of the solution.
Hey, he's Ben Lawhon, and Ben, you are traveling, studying, and teaching about the outdoor ethics and Leave No Trace. Where can we go for more information on those things?
You could start with our website. It's lnt.org. Lots of free resources, great information, particularly information on our scientific research, as well as just best practice information. So please feel free to visit our website. You can certainly give us a call, 1-800-332-4100. We'd be happy to chat with you, provide information, and send our mobile educators your way.
Ben, thank you so much for joining the Outdoor Guys. We'll talk to you again soon. Off we go, and back with more of the Carolina Outdoors.